You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Going to get ready and talk about some of these professional teams in this city of Atlanta in the state of Georgia. We just thought this is appropriate to come back. Haven't heard much Ray in a little while. And what better way to start off 2026? Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this New Year's Day. Thank you for letting us be a part of the beginning of your year. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning and happy new year to everybody out there in Dallas.
Okay.
Out there on the west side.
Mm-hmm. Out there in Paulding County.
Yes. And speaking of Paulding County,
yes.
Who do we need to give a shout out to just listening this morning? I'm sure he'll be working at some point like all firemen.
You think so?
But Chief Brandon.
Chief Brandon.
Chief Brandon.
Morning, Chief.
Is got to, well, we just kind of did a little back and forth there and he got his black eyed peas.
He's ready.
And he got his food ready for some games today.
I'm sure everybody
out there. Sorry, I had like four notes just fall right in front of me. Miles Garrett, who is in New Orleans, is going to join us coming up at 8:20,
mm-hmm.
talking Sugar Bowl. Just life down there right now. But it's also Georgia fans are there wanting this win with the game, but to a person, and he's even said the same thing to me, walking around, everybody is giving Kirby a mental hug and his family for this. And they'll be thinking about it. And you know before the game tonight, there'll be special. There'll be features I'm sure they will do on the events of last year, the tragedy nationally and personally that took place.
Mm-hmm.
So Miles is there. Also going to talk to, in the next hour, Jeff Sintel is also there.
Yes.
And he will be joining us. So that's all coming up. Got a casting call for you and possibly a special guest coming at the top of the 9 o'clock hour.
Yes.
But
watch for that.
So you, when we were prepping for the show, Noel was in here and we were going over things that we were going to talk about. And you came with this little nugget that went, oh, you know what? Hadn't thought about that, but we were wondering, what are we going to talk about having to do with like this last year? Everybody does year-end lists or this happened or their favorite this and that during the course of the year. But
yep.
you came at
their favorite this and that.
Yeah, their favorite this and that. Like, if I asked you to name, just off the top, who is your sports athlete of the year for you? Yeah, I mean, it's a general one, and it's the one that everybody does, but let's hear yours.
Locally or just?
No, in general.
Nationally.
The guy that you, appointment viewing.
Yeah, it'll be the baseball player in L.A.
That would be me too.
Yep.
Otani.
Yep. You don't want to miss this guy doing anything.
He's probably,
and the thing of it is the time of night that he comes on for us makes it challenging, right?
Right.
Because if you want to watch the Dodgers, and I've stayed up to watch him a few times, you know, you got to stay up to watch him. And I got a friend out in L.A. who, when they're on, they usually text me and whatnot, and we're going back and forth. And it's usually nights when the Braves are in contention and the Dodgers, we can really go at it. But last year, I couldn't clap back. You know, all I could do was take it, right? Yep. Oh, the Dodgers are doing this, the Dodgers doing that. And I'm like, you know, it's like Charlie Brown and Halloween. I got a rock.
I didn't expect that. That was pretty good.
You know?
I got two people who I would pay to see.
Yep.
That's one of them. He'd be number one.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one is because much like Ohtani, I've never seen anything like him. And I've not had the privilege of being in the building when he's here in town, but Wemby.
Okay.
I'd pay to see him. I've seen him twice.
And you know what made me, you know what made me, the impression I got on him when he came into play last year?
What's that?
Was after the game, who came to see him, and he looked down on Kevin Willis.
Oh, Kevin Willis.
Who played for the Hawks and for San Antonio, came to visit him, and he looking down. Okay, Kevin Willis. I'm like, okay, all right. That tells me everything I need to see. That's my visual. Get that visual. You know, Kevin Willis is big. And Buff brother, you know, Kevin Willis.
Well, plus I was going to say he's probably better dressed than him, too.
You know, but I mean the fact that, you know.
Well, we've seen that with Shaq in some interviews where he's looking down at Shaq. Shaq's looking up at him. I've seen Shaq look up at two people. And he was one of them. The other one was Yao Ming.
That was, you know what, it was fun. And we won't get down to talking about Shaq. Because we were around Shaq when the All-Star game was here. That's what, 03?
Mm-hmm.
When the All-Star game and all the traffic, nobody got anywhere. And so they had to set up in ballrooms to do interviews. And so we were talking to Shaq, and we see this light that's coming across. You know, you see this big light that's moving, and it's all the media people following Yao Ming. Right. Before you could see him, you saw the light that was coming, man. And it's Yao Ming. Shaq stopped and looked up at him. You know, that's one of those rare instances where you see someone, you know, that's a really big person, and then there's somebody else. That's, you know, just.
Do you remember Shaq's Hall of Fame induction speech, the part where he talked about Yao Ming? And he said Yao Ming fooled him the whole time he played with him. He says, he didn't speak English. So I didn't know. And like right toward the end of his time with Houston, he said there was a game and he dunked on him. And as he was turning, Yao Ming said, "Nice shot, brother." And Shaq went, "Hang on a second. Hang on. You speak English?" He goes, "Yeah, you never talk to me. So I just never speak." And he never knew the dude could speak English. So,
that's now, great stuff. Great stuff. But we're talking about our Atlanta teams And the thing of it is we had such great hope last season. We had such great hope because of who was coming back. We knew that the Braves, you know, we had some people that were injured. We wouldn't know when Ronald Acuna was going to be able to join the team. But, boy, then we didn't count on losing the people that we lost from the starting lineup, our pitching staff, and the hits we took there that just set this team back, and they just never were able to get consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a maddening thing to watch because you knew on paper what this team was designed to be and to be a contender. And, man, just to watch that last summer was
– But the thing about baseball –
It's one of the things you keep watching and you say, okay, it's going to get better. Because I know when we always talk, you always kind of poo-poo the games in the spring.
I do.
No matter. You know, I want to win them anytime you can win them. But, I mean, you always kind of poo-poo that. So, the games that really matter – You know, wait till after.
I don't poo-poo after, them. I
after
just don't
Memorial
get,
Day
I don't
or
get
after,
worked up
or after
over losses.
July 4th or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm like, no, man, when does it get better? When does this thing really kick in? We get some consistency with this team. And it just never happened.
When you follow baseball like I have, and I think you have too, you can see when, especially when you get to August and September, if this team, just, you know, they could be leading the division, they could be in the wild card, but things start happening. The ball starts bouncing their way. Mm-hmm. These are the times where there are unexplainable wins, and those are the ways you win World Series. There is no way you could, on paper, put down how the Dodgers won the World Series last year.
No, not at all.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So there are just little nuggets of things that happen that give you hope and perspective. Oh, this could be our year. And you know it when you see it. You can't describe it.
Right.
But
right.
When it happens, you go, this thing – You know, it's fallen a certain kind of way. Seattle felt it last year. Dodgers have been feeling it for the last few years. But it's an indescribable thing, and that's what happened with this Braves team. I just feel like, I don't know, shortly
but then it happens there, but then it happens with Atlanta United, too. Atlanta United, we talked about who was coming back. You know, he brought Miggy back. You know, you spend some money for some guys, and you say, okay, the investment's been made. We got some players. We're bringing back somebody who brings back the memories of the championship year and everything. That's great. And you're waiting for it to click, no, man. It just didn't click.
You want to tell the people what's going on? So between the Braves, Hawks, Falcons, Atlanta United, and the Dream, professional teams here, collectively, they all landed under 500 as far as their records.
Yeah. I mean, this is according to Mike Conti. If you want to follow him, he is social. Follow at Mike Conti 929.
So well, the Dream wasn't under 500.
Huh? Pardon?
The Dream was not under 500.
No, I'm saying collectively, all those teams.
Collectively now.
When you look at Atlanta professional teams.
Oh, he's talking about all the records
and all the losses. I was going to get to that.
I guess he's predicting a Falcons loss on Sunday because he has the Falcons at 7-10.
Well, you can get him on the phone and ask him.
Yeah, I got to ask Mike all about right. that. You predicted
something. I
think it
was supposed to be 7-9. I don't think
it's going to be 7-9. Yeah. No, come on, man. But the Dream were 31-16 among your middle season.
Was that? No, go ahead. Finish your thing, man.
No, just among your season. What was the lead?
Go ahead.
No, what you got?
I was getting back to what Noel was saying, but you were on the roll. Go ahead.
No. What'd you have?
No, Samuel. Go ahead.
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. Go ahead. When you were giving numbers out.
No, she mentioned the Dream, and I mentioned the Dream with 31-16, a monumental season for them last year.
Right.
Yeah, they tried to up the average of the grade point. You know, they tried.
So they had the best record. That what I was getting at was to guess who were the best, and you just named it. That's what I was back on.
Who the best?
Yes, of the professional teams.
Of the professional teams. Now, we also got, you know, the Vibe, which is our pro volleyball team, which also had a great season last year. And they're going to be kicking off their season again.
Yeah, they did. I got to get over there this year.
Right. They had a phenomenal season as well. Those are the teams that kind of came through and were winning for us around here. But we were hoping for it. Even the Falcons had us feeling something with the previous Monday night win against Buffalo. It was early in the season. We said, okay, if these guys can go out and beat Buffalo Bills, you know, Monday night, okay, we see some winnable games. We're seeing teams like the Dolphins and the Jets and all. They says we're going to win some. No, you know, that was just the biggest disappointment about this Falcons team. And then some injuries and things like that took place with the team. But special teams became a real, you know, in this course.
You're just breaking this whole thing down here.
What's wrong?
No, that's right. You keep asking what's wrong. No, I'm saying you keep breaking it down. And the whole point of this is it doesn't matter how it happened. It happened.
It happened.
Let's look at these records,
okay,
which is what Conti put out there, and that's the crazy part about it. Like, you already named who had the best record. Oh, we don't have the volleyball record here. We'll get to the Vibe in a bit, but Braves, 76-86. Hawks, 38-48.
Yeah.
Falcons, if you want to be Nostradamus, 7-10.
7-10.
Atlanta United, 6-18-13.
6-18-13. Oh, that hurts to even hear that, man.
And the Dream, 31-16.
Wow.
So in total, 158, 178. 158 wins, 178 losses, 13 ties.
Yeah,
a 470 record.
Oof.
Thank you, Mike, for this information.
Yeah.
I'm serious. And he did it from the games played from January 1st through December 31st.
Yep.
So he got you covered.
Then that answers our question. That's supposed to be 7-9. It's a typo. We got you, Mike.
Okay. You reached out to him?
No. The date tells us that's a typo because that next game would be in January. That's 10th game would be
Vibe the Vibe last season in 28 matches were 19-9.
There we go.
All right.
The Vibe with 19-9.
So at the end of the day, the ladies performed a lot better.
The ladies are holding us up, y'all.
This is ladies' night. Where's that cooling again?
I know, that's right. the ladies are holding us up, Atlanta. That's what
we're saying. Good thing we got another soccer team coming.
You know what I mean? Hey, right?
Shout out to the ladies.
On the way.
We got another soccer team coming.
On the way. You know, so we're hoping that things are better here in 26. Absolutely.
You mentioned
they can't get no worse, right?
You mentioned your male athletes. Who's your female athlete from 2025? That you're paying to see, you're just, you know, that's the person. She's her. Who is it for you?
Okay.
I'll say Asia for me.
I was going to say Asia as well.
That was my athlete of the year, period.
Okay, that was easy. We're going to do a team other than the Dodgers?
Well, stop breaking my heart. Asia Wilson, do all that everywhere else. Stop doing that at Gateway. I'm going to give you your crown, but stop doing that at Gateway.
For some reason, we can't get over the hump with them, right?
I can't even wear them shoes in there.
Man. We can beat everybody but them.
And I feel the same way about Shohei. I won't buy no Dodgers. Nothing.
Woof.
Can't do it. Won't do it.
All right, coming up, we are going to go down over to New Orleans.
Yeah.
We got Miles Garrett, our own guy from Fox 5. He will be joining us up next talking Sugar Bowl, all things Georgia Ole Miss. That is up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
By Sheena Easton, and this song reminds me of Maywood, Illinois. Still living with my mother. Well, not still living. I moved back because I had came off the road and I had to take a job downtown. And for a period of time, I got on one of those, not an L train, but you know, one of the other road trains. And this song was popping then. I just couldn't stand it. I had to get up early. Yep. I had to walk over there to stay because I didn't have a car. I was waiting on a car. I was really making a transition from one life to another, and then going down and working at the Mercantile Exchange. But this song was going on then. So I don't know. Thank you. Is that why? Why did you put this? What were you thinking, Noel?
Yeah, what motivated
as we get
this?
Ready to bring on the
what's your motivation?
Miles Garrett.
It sounded like a good morning song. I ran into the song a couple weeks ago, and I was like, I'm gonna play it on the air.
Okay.
And I wasn't expecting to get that reaction from Greg, but it
really
definitely made me smile. I was tickled.
You know how you had
Greg's head pop up.
Yep. These songs and my mother too. You know, making me start the coffee because I was leaving before her, and she was still teaching.
She said,
you start that pot before you leave.
Ooh.
And
make sure, right?
Yeah, I did. You know, but it's. Oh man, it just. Anyway, it's a long story. Miles Garrett, Fox 5 in New Orleans. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing good. How are you?
Morning.
We are doing fine.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And we got to thank Miles again because he's an hour earlier.
Yeah, he is.
You know, so it's 8:23 here, 7:23. He got up early just to talk to us, and no tell. How was your New Year's Eve in New Orleans?
It was good. It was good. We had our pregame chase for the championship special yesterday, so we got done with that around 8 o'clock and got some dinner, and we had a fun little night.
Okay. Sounds like it. Sounds like you're there. First of all, what's the scene like? A lot of people, you know, knew what happened down there last year. I would imagine security was like it's been beefed up.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, we were here last year, and, we were there last night, of course, and it was probably one of the hardest streets in the world to access last night. I'll say that. The National Guard was here. There was cop cars just about every street corner. Like I said, they're not tanks or anything, but National Guard vehicles at just about every single corner. So probably one of the safer places you could have been last night.
In the French Quarter. You're saying getting on New Bourbon Street and around the French Quarter was just cumbersome at best?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was locked down. It was... If anything was going to happen, they were probably going to handle it pretty easily.
You got to wonder how the businesses felt about that, you know, because obviously they're looking forward to weekends like this and Mardi Gras, those two weeks and all that.
Now,
and then if because of what's happened in the past, things are a little different and slowed down. Yeah, got to wonder about that. All right, man. Listen, we got a game tonight that we have talked about and speculated on. I'm going to throw this out to you, Miles. One of the things that I had heard from people who follow Ole Miss a lot more than I do. Talked about this quarterback and talked about this guy is actually, as far as the quarterbacks that are still, and that includes the Heisman Trophy winner, that he's the best quarterback playing. How do you feel about that?
It's interesting. I mean, I do like a lot of what Trinette Chambliss has been able to do this season, especially against, you know, Georgia earlier this year. He only threw one touchdown pass, but earlier this year, Georgia really did struggle against quarterbacks who could move, you know, around the pocket and, of course, scramble, of course. They did a pretty good job containing Haynes King. That was one of my things when they played Georgia Tech that I thought maybe that would cause some issue there, but they seemingly handled him pretty well. But going back to that game, I mean, he led Ole Miss in rushing at that point, you know, 9 carries, 42 yards, and had a pretty good game passing as well. He is a beast. I mean, I don't think there's any way to put it. He's very, very good. The Dogs are going to have to definitely contain him from the defensive front. You know, he's coming off another 200, almost 300-yard performance against Tulane. Obviously, we saw what Ole Miss did to them, putting up 41 points. Look, their offense is going to score points. You know, Lane Kiffin or no Lane Kiffin, they're still coming, and they're still going to score some points. I do think the almost bigger storyline will be Kawan Lacy. I think he's coming in with some steam right now, more in the rushing attack. But as far as Trinidad is concerned, they're going to have to – honestly, I think contain him a little more than they did back at Sanford Stadium. I mean, he kind of ran all over him a little bit there. So it's going to be interesting to watch.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline. He is in New Orleans. I don't know if he's having any beignets with his coffee from Cafe Du Monde this morning. But anyway, it is Miles Garrett. And he is social. You can find him at Miles Garrett TV, at Miles Garrett TV. Everybody's talking about this layoff that Georgia's had. Almost a month since they played a game. What kind of vibe are you getting? I know Coach Smart has had to address that a number of times, and people ask him about it. What do you feel from this team? They've had some workouts and, you know, trying to simulate some things, but now you get back and you got an actual game here tonight.
Yeah, I don't know if this is going to end up being the curse of the top four seeds, because obviously we saw what happened last year with all – four of them losing, and then, of course, last night, Miami beats Ohio State. So it's going to be a really interesting storyline to follow today if that potentially continues. But, no, I mean, we spoke to the players about this, and, you know, they said that last year they didn't necessarily take the practices as seriously, which is kind of surprising, to be honest with you, hearing that from a Kirby Smart coach team. It seems like they always kind of, you know, treat practices like a Super Bowl, you know, all the mantras that they love to share and whatnot, but, you know, maybe that could be just an excuse for losing the game last year. I don't know. But, you know, when you ask these guys the same question, they do kind of credit that. And also, you know, there were a lot of circumstances surrounding last year's game too, with the attack, obviously the game getting delayed, Kirby Smart's father passing away. There was a lot of outside factors that, you know, you could call it distractions, I think fairly so, that may have affected this team last year. So all that considered, they say that they're rested. They say that they've been prepared. They say that these practices have been simulated to the best of their abilities. So that's how they're treating it right now.
Miles Garrett, Fox 5, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I really want Georgia to win this game, and not for the obvious reasons. I really want them to win because the other quarterfinal matchups, there's no story there. And I don't care who ascends to the Peach Bowl, because that's where they're going to have it. Oregon, Texas Tech, Alabama, Indiana. Indiana's the story there, but the rivalry, if Oregon makes it or Texas Tech, there's no real story there other than the fact that they're both in whoever it is, ends up there, Alabama, whatever. But Carson Beck going back up against Georgia, if Georgia gets there, taking on Miami, that's a story. And that's what I'm looking forward to. So, again, I don't know how much that's been talked about since their win yesterday.
None of it should be talked about.
Why?
They got to get through what they're doing.
I know,
tonight.
I understand that, but I'm just saying that's why I want Georgia to win, though. Yeah. But did you get a chance to see any of that game, and what did you think of Miami?
I honestly didn't see a whole lot of it. I saw kind of bits and pieces of it, but I was very impressed with Miami. They kind of looked a lot, at least in the little bit that I saw, like the team that I kind of thought they were earlier this year, just a very physical football team. I talked to a lot of guys who watched them, and you know, earlier this year, they did remind me a lot of a Kirby Smart coach football team, just in the way they play defense. You know, they're methodical, the way they go down the field and score. They kind of looked that, again, like I said, I haven't watched the whole game, so I can't necessarily speak to all of it, but they sort of looked the part last night in the little game, the footage that I did see. So, you know, they obviously hit some speed bumps midway through and a little bit later on into the season and kind of slowed down their momentum. But based on what I saw last night, they looked a lot like the team that was undefeated to start the year and was, frankly, a threat to be one of the number one teams in the country at that point. And they kind of looked that way last night.
All right, well, let me ask you this then. You didn't see much of that game last night. And your speculation on this, because we talked about this earlier too. I mentioned Trinidad Chambliss and what kind of player he is. But the loss of Lane Kiffin, if felt at all in this game, will be the adjustments that this guy makes during the – I mean, to the point where he is so known for doing things like that. I mean, Nick Saban's even talking about it. My point is this quarterback and is this offense, once it reaches, you know, a point where it's a bit of a hiccup or Georgia does something to them where they don't have that guy on the sidelines, I think that could play as much of a part of this as anything. And I don't know how you feel about that, but that was one thing that Lane, when he left, took away from them. In-game adjustments.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with that. And obviously, you know, you look at who Ole Miss's offensive coordinator is, Charlie Weiss Jr. You know, I think this is going to be an interesting storyline with basically, you know, all of, or I guess, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of movement right now, so it's kind of tough to really say, I guess, necessarily. But it's going to be, I think, one of the biggest interesting storylines about this Ole Miss team is the fact that you have all of these basically coaching, all of these coaches who might be moving over to LSU at this point, you know, they were being asked a lot of questions about that during their media availabilities. You know, you've got, I think, six coaches on this staff that are currently on Ole Miss, but are kind of by night over at LSU. So I think that's kind of interesting to see with how they're going to have to deal with these adjustments in game, you know, with all these distractions on the side. You know, you've got guys who aren't necessarily with you for the time being. So I do think that, I mean, I would call it a distraction based on how they've been, you know, treating this whole situation with Lane Kiffin and the movement and the portal and have the coaches having to deal all this while coaching two different teams. It's hard to kind of say, like, yeah, I mean, they're going to deal with these adjustments really well, you know, in in-game situations when those types of things could happen.
Yeah. I don't know how much time you spend when you go to events like this talking with members of national media, for media from other parts of the country, because when you have an event like this, people come from all over. It's not just the regionals, not just like it would be on a Saturday when Georgia plays Ole Miss. And just your thoughts on what's happening, because you talked about these coaches moving around. Tomorrow, the transfer portal opens. The transfer portal opens tomorrow. These coaches, while getting focused for this game, have had to be on the phone or having somebody in their organization be on the phone with these players or representatives of players. I mean, any talk about that at all down there? Are you hearing anything what people are saying about what a crazy time for these, but especially the coaches for this game coming up, considering what happens in just a few hours?
Yeah, I will say this. It hasn't been a big conversation storyline or whatnot, because mostly just because It's more or less just kind of how the way the game is now, right? I mean, obviously that's a big part of what it is, and you know, with the game obviously being the big backdrop of that. But it's tough. I mean, I'm not jealous of these current coaches and having to deal with the transfer portal and all this different movement. I mean, it's almost worse than NFL free agency, in my opinion, with just the quick turnaround of how everyone does things. You know, there's nothing locking kids down. You know, in the NFL, you at least have contracts, and college, it seems like, okay, 1 year I'm out, boom, you know, then move on to the next school, 4 years, you know, you don't have to sit out. It's a very stressful thing, it seems like, that these guys have to constantly deal with while also maintaining this NIL stuff with the current guys on the roster and, you know, having to deal with the adjustments there. Obviously, a lot of these teams have general managers that kind of deal with all this and kind of hopefully keep the coaches involved with just what they need to be doing, and that being coaching. So to answer your question, I don't really hear a lot of the national media members discuss it amongst one another, but it definitely still is a talking point, no doubt.
Now listen, Miles, we're going to let you get back. Enjoy your day. We won't be mad at you if you bring us a T-shirt back.
Yeah.
We really won't.
What are they serving for the continental breakfast there at the hotel? What's on the menu, man?
It's pretty good, man. It's pretty good. We got the omelet station. We got the bacon. We got the grits. Anything you could ask for down here.
All right, yeah. Now. There we go now. That's what we're talking about.
Missing his days. All right, buddy. Listen, enjoy your time while you're there. Travel back safely, and we will talk to you soon, Miles.
Be safe, man.
Sounds good. Sounds good, fellas. Happy New Year.
There you go. Miles Garrett, Fox 5, joining us. We are going to go back to New Orleans in the 9 o'clock hour because we got Jeff Centel there. I'm going to let you know about some money and where you can find, locate the people who are throwing the money out there in the air. Coming up in a casting call up next. And hopefully, a very special guest at 9 o'clock. We'll see. It's Sam and Greg. We're in for the morning shift on this first day of the year. Sports Radio 92.9.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, that one's on me. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam, do you know who this is? The look you just gave me answered the question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, see, I messed up, and I was thinking about my old days. I wanted Ozzy's Frankenstein, Ozzy Osbourne, but I should have said Black Sabbath.
Okay.
And she gave us this version, but it doesn't matter. This is just as well, and there's a reason for it. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we sit here on this first day of the
Frankenstein,
year.
Frankenstein, I think, Edgar Winter, but go ahead.
Okay.
You're familiar with that Frankenstein?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But now you just threw me off again
because
I'm thinking of Edgar Winter and all that. And now there's a face that once you see it, you don't forget.
You don't forget that.
You do,
man.
Not. Y'all don't know who Edgar Winter is. A, he's albino, and obviously famous musician. But if you've not seen him, take a look. Google.
Yeah, you won't forget.
But that's anybody who's if you can't, just be interesting. That's what life's about, right?
There you go.
Just be interesting.
There you go.
And he's good, too. The phrase is, if you can't be good, be interesting. But he's both.
He's both.
Now, where was I going with this? Oh, Frankenstein.
No way.
Today, Mr. Journalist, who was the person who wrote that book? Because the book was released today. That's why we went through this whole little diatribe. Frankenstein, the book, was released today. I was always intrigued by the author of this, and I wondered what that person looked like because of what the book is about. And of course, we now know what the movies are about. Mary Shelley.
Yes, Shelley.
Shelley wrote Frankenstein. And I always wondered.
You got a picture of what she looked like?
I have no idea. Well, I'm sure I could Google it now, but growing up, when you heard that, or like in school, we're going to read excerpts from Mary Shelley. I was like, what? No, I want to see Boris Karloff. I want to see the movie, right?
Yeah, right.
But nah.
You wonder what would bring about that vision to be able to have come up with that concept.
Right.
And see
you know
that,
what I mean?
Right.
And Bram Stoker.
Right.
Bram Stoker is Dracula.
What makes you come up with that in those days?
Yeah.
You know, come up with what scares you. It makes you.
That's right, too, because the key, what you just said. Do you remember what year this was or what time this happened, this book was written? Early 1800s.
Yeah. You know, compare that to. To what we've seen years after that with people like Spielberg or Stephen King who would write what scares you.
And then had technology help you along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of writing things that came out on this date, Emancipation Proclamation.
Ah.
President Lincoln issued that on this date, 1863, the Emancipation Proclamation. And I can honestly say that is the only proclamation I have ever heard of. I know there's many more, but I know that's the only one. If you put me in a corner and say, all right, name a proclamation,
the one that made you learn in school.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. These are things that came up on this day. Ellis Island opened.
Okay.
But here's the one that cracks me up. Henry Ford retired. The Henry Ford, the guy who started the Ford Motor Company.
And Detroit Lions.
The old man.
Okay. It's his family.
Yeah, but the old man back in the early 1900s.
Serving people cold pumpkin pie, but that's okay.
Will
that's
you
all
stop
right.
with your pumpkin pie?
How many cars did they sell? And
they sold a lot.
And they can't warm up pumpkin pie at the football game. That's okay. That's all right. Go ahead.
So Henry Ford retired on this day, and his son took over. Now, maybe this will answer the question why you got cold pumpkin pie.
Right.
Because the most unsuccessful car
was his
in
name.
The history
was his name, right?
With his name of his son.
Yeah, right.
His son's name was Edsel Ford, and he took over, and then they named a car after him, which they still make fun of in TV shows. But, yeah, that happened on this day. And here's another one, crazy. The first air-conditioned building in America, the first air-conditioned office building they installed it in a building that was just built. Yes, it was installed in a building, the first air conditioner.
Did they turn it on?
They didn't say that. I'm just reporting what was this building.
Was this a window unit or central?
Dude, it's an office building. So they have it ready. They put it in there in January. So we all set for spring and summer.
But was it a window unit or was it a?
They didn't say.
Okay.
You'd ask me what year it was, so that might not have been an issue.
Okay, what were you?
We're talking like when Capone was around. Back in the 20s.
Back in the 20s, they could have a window unit. They could.
Well,
I don't know.
It was in San Antonio.
Okay.
San Antonio had the first office building built with air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
That's what the reports say here.
Okay.
Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You'd think that's insignificant information. Wait. what's coming up. But I do want to tell you about the job opportunities that are out there as far as the film industry. And while there may be a few, and I do mean that, a few in front of the camera, because right now most projects are, you know, they've shut it down for the holidays. They will be back up and running in a week or so. I actually go on set on the 9th for a project that we've had on the casting call called All the Sinners Bleed. Remember when I was asking for people who knew how to handle snakes?
Yeah. Oh,
for
yeah.
For a Pentecostal church scene?
Mm-hmm.
That's this project.
Okay.
So they're coming back. But I send you to the list of the extras casting directors, which is on the breakdown, and you just go to their social media pages. And you're going to see what projects they have been doing during the holidays or since their last project. Because, you know, Sam, everybody's chasing kind of the same nickel right now. With it being somewhat slow toward the end of 2025, Marvel left town. There and other projects have decided to, you know, they're still feeling Georgia out with what happened last year and post-strike and all of that. But it's turning the corner. It's coming around, and it may not be as fast as a lot of people would like it to be and need it to be because they got to feed families and so
right,
on and so forth.
Right.
People are making business decisions right now. But there are still job opportunities there in front of the camera. They may be in Macon. They may be in Chattanooga.
Okay.
They may be in a little farther out of Atlanta than you think.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what's going on right now. It's still money to be made. It's flying through the air. Having said that, there are a lot of people, unfortunately, that got a pink slip a few weeks ago or a couple days ago at the end of the year. So that's why I walk you through, starting at Georgia.org, where to find the behind-the-camera job opportunities. If you have a skill set, I say this all the time, if you have a skill set that lends itself to being on a crew, carpenter, electrician, makeup artist, hairdresser, whatever it is, driver, cook, there is a need at some point for what you do. You just got to find out which crew, which production house, whatever it is that has that need. So I walk you through behind the camera, film and TV industry jobs. That's right after you will find the jobs in front of the camera. So I walk you through those. I'd cook you up with the Georgia Department of Labor in case you got some minors that want to get on set, a couple voiceover connections. As I said, the list of casting directors, extras casting directors, and a generic version of how to submit yourself if you've never done that before. So it's all there. I make it, I call it idiot-proof so somebody like me can figure it out. And if you have any questions about any of this stuff, it's greg.clarksonodyssey.com. But by the way, you can see this list right now on Get Cast with Greg on X and 929thegame.com/castingcall. There you go. So it's a little slow right now, but I really wanted to concentrate on the behind-the-camera job, Sam.
Yeah.
Because there are going to be some folks looking for, you know.
And I can tell you, we talked about the Madden film and all the things that were in place over at the stadium at Georgia State.
Yep.
When they used that and how they built a play-by-play booth that looked like it was from the 70s. With all the things that were there. It was amazing to watch those carpenters over there hammering and people painting. But that's all a part of it if you have those talents and skills. I would be a driver.
I
want to be a driver because I have a schoolmate of mine who has been a driver for many years, and they can't quit. They want to quit and turn it over to their daughter, but the people who know them and work with them, you know, they've got a great reputation.
Yep.
And if you establish yourself like that, when people come to work, they want to work with you.
Patrick Ingram, who we've had on the show a bunch of times, he runs Extras Casting Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
His father is the voice coach for Robert De Niro for any movie he has to do south of the Mason-Dixon line to get a southern accent.
Okay.
He did it for a couple movies of his. So
wow.
Like you said, there are people who just feel comfortable. It's just like, you know, hairdressers and makeup artists and things like that for the A-list actors. You know, when Taraji P. Henson comes back down here to do something with Tyler Perry, there's hair and makeup people that she knows, and they know that they're going to be working for the time she's in shooting. But I did. I asked Sam, I asked Noel, too, to tell me if they could pick a job on a set, what would it be? Now, you didn't know what I was going to say. If you aren't acting, what would be the job? And I swear to you, Sam, that was the job I would have chosen. Now, I'm choosing it for a different reason than why you're choosing it, because you were told by a friend.
Yeah.
What I know is they hear the best stories.
Oh, I'm sure.
They hear.
Oh, I'm sure.
And see.
Absolutely.
And see the best. They become almost like chauffeurs for some of these people. Mm-hmm. They help them out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they get them out of trouble. Sometimes they pick them up at places that
and
the call just, sheet says they were supposed to be and they ain't at that hotel.
Or somebody wants to vent and you just there to listen.
Well,
you
that's know, easy. That's
sometimes
most cases.
That happens too, right? You know, so but I can see it being very
interesting. Drivers, man, yeah, I'm telling you. They see it here, just some of the best stuff. Noelle? She's busy. Okay, we'll leave her alone.
Either that or catering. Someone that does that work.
I mean, folks work hard, though.
They work hard.
They
but
work
I mean,
really hard. I'm serious.
Because you feed everybody.
Anything having to do with the food industry or craft services, they work hard.
I'll tell you what else I found out, though, and this was back during COVID. I remember talking to some people who were florists and how the movie industry really kept them going. You know, for decorating to provide plants for and arrangements for different things and how that's important as well for people who don't know. Once you get plugged in and you provide arrangements
exactly.
And they like you do, right? Your phone's going to ring for different projects.
So the other thing I asked you as we sit here and talk show business, we haven't actually had a show business question, so I'll ask you a show business question. One that we had talked about, I'm gonna leave that one over here, and I don't even want to address it again because maybe we'll do it on Sunday, but something came up in the Tonight shows. I think they was the announcement that Jimmy Fallon is going to cut off one of the days of the week. Like they're going to start 4 days a week doing the Tonight Show. I don't know when that happens, but I heard that to be the case. And it got me thinking, can you name in order the host of the Tonight Show from the beginning?
I'm trying to think if it was Jack Parr or Steve Allen.
Steve Allen was
Steve
first.
Allen first and Jack Parr.
Yep. There you go.
Carson, Leno, what's his noodle? Red hair and they brought him. I keep forgetting.
I know what you're saying. Conan.
Conan.
For
right?
a minute and then back to Leno.
Then back to Leno and then, yeah.
All right, you got it.
Yeah,
I was
man.
Just curious about that.
I don't know why I'm like that with him. And he's on and doing all kind of stuff. And
he's been on forever. And the next time I watch his show will be the first.
You know, I mean, I watched him before. You forget that he's out there.
Right. And how does that happen?
Unless you're a big, big fan of this guy and you search for him, right? But you forget he's out there.
He's the Dave Matthews Band of TV talk show hosts. That's what I call Conan O'Brien. I mean, he locked into a college audience when he started, and they just grew with him.
Yeah.
And brought him along.
And he was doing some stuff with SNL, right?
I've heard. Well, he was a writer.
Yeah, he did some, yeah.
But he wasn't in front of the camera. Right? Well, somebody's waving a finger at me over there.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, he was the writer behind that, and he also was with Simpsons, too.
I was just about to say, the best years of The Simpsons was under Conan O'Brien.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the huge monorail episode, yeah, that was Conan O'Brien. The monorail music man mashup episode, yeah. That was great.
That's who he was. All right.
I tell you, I went to the same high school as that dude, who? Dan Castellaneta.
Really?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Homer Simpson. Yeah, kinds of crazy people that showed up this high school I went to, man.
You know, he's also the backup genie. When you couldn't book Robin Williams, you would just go to Dan.
What?
Yeah, so he was the Disney Channel version of Genie.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah. I did not.
That's
see.
That's a nice gig.
This
have.
Dude is right. He been printing money. He could walk down the street, nobody would know who he was.
Right.
Dan Castellaneta.
The dream we all dream birth. Of. I make mean, that kind of cash and just please. Walk around and nobody bothers you.
Walk around the high school going, dope! Oh, man, what's wrong with him? Anyway, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com if you got any questions about the film industry and what's going on. And I just want to say, as we start 2026, I want to thank publicly everybody connected with Tyler Perry and Tyler Perry Studios for including me in your stable of folks in 2025.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It could not have been. And a lot of people got a lot of things to say about him. All y'all can, because he done nothing but nice. I mean, he has been nothing but professional. He has been nothing but accommodating. And everything that I had thought about him once I got to work over there with these folks, nothing like it.
Yeah.
Nothing like it.
Yeah.
And I realized why this dude got to be in front of his bank account.
Yeah.
Tell you what, and throws a hell of a Christmas party. So I want to get that out there.
There you go.
All right, coming up, 9 o'clock hour. Jeff Santel, Dog Nation.
Yeah.
Gonna be joining us, get a different perspective from Miles about what's going on down there. This is just one of those days that we look forward to. not just the Georgia game, which is tonight, but these three games. It's almost like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right.
Game after game after game. And I don't know if you subscribe to what I said earlier, but the other quarterfinal matchups, whoever wins those and ends up in the semifinals, that game is kind of an afterthought to me, because if Georgia wins today, that story that goes along with them facing Carson Beck again is going to be the story. And I think they need that, meaning these playoffs. They need something like that to carry them through to that championship game. So
we'll watch and see.
It is Sam and Greg. Thank you. Are we officially in for the steakhouse now?
About to be in for the steakhouse? About 3 minutes.
All right. Well, we want to thank Sandra and Steak, and I hope they're having a wonderful holiday. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.